One possession, O'Neill gets away from his marker, does very well, Jenks, and great goal from Ronan O'Neill. Took possession cleanly, looked up, rode the challenge of three men and slotted the ball just wide of the goalkeeper Paul Mannion and into the net.
Ronan O'Neill on target there with a goal that pulled Tyrone back into the game against Mayo, not for the first time at Croke Park in the semi-final. O'Neill of course has become one of the prolific players of this Tyrone minor generation, so perhaps then he's under pressure going into Sunday's final. He's a high profile player now, okay, but takes it all in a stride.
I wouldn't say really much pressure now. I've been in many positions before where I thought myself pressure's just a thing where I get your performance down, so I really took pressure on my shoulders and took it with stride, and that's it. Doesn't get to me at all anymore. So
in the quarter final, Ronan, and then again in the semi final, you seemed to really grasp the nettle really and took control of Croke Park.
I wouldn't really say I want to own my place. Well, just try to play the best of my ability, and I think that's sort of what I did, you know, and the team there backed me up as well, and that's what it is, a team effort mostly, and hopefully in the final all six forwards go on the heads held high and play a stormer, you know, that's really what you want.
Now, Richard Donnelly of course has the experience of having a father and brother that were involved in All-Ireland success as well, and the same for yourself with your father Oliver and brother Shane.
Aye, Dad played in All-Ireland semi-final in 1972, and unfortunately he was taken off with a back injury, and Shane played in, was in the panel in 08, and hopefully I can make it three in a row and make the family proud.
Well, Mark McReynolds is out injured. You've experience of serious injury as well. You've put that long behind you now though.
Aye, well, I did, but I think that's over me now, and thankfully I've got to this stage where I can prove myself, you know, and the rest of the team as well, and thank God we've got to this stage where Tyrone rightly should be at underage level. Mark has got us out of the dump sometimes, you know. That save against Down where he pulled it out for a bag for us, against Armagh, brilliant again. Kerry, great again. And then Mayo, he pulled off some lethal saves. And it's unfortunate for him not to play in the final where he surely should deserve to play.
You don't feel the pressure, you say, Roland, but surely so much talk about you, you'll be a marked man at Croke Park on Sunday.
Look, well, I wouldn't worry about myself now. There's plenty of other lads to be marked as well. And I think that just shows how strong Tyrone are at underage level, so hopefully we'll go into the match where Cork have to worry about 5, 6, 7 of us and not just one or two.
Coming into the game, Ronan, obviously there's a connection there between yourself and Conan and Connor and John McCullough from Nomi CBS. Does that help things going into the final?
Sometimes, you know, when people come or Conan and John play, it helps relieve the pressure off some of us, you know, and even with Ryan, Richard there, and we've become close friends. We know each other inside out by now. The trends, we've been playing balls into each other and off the ball. And it doesn't matter who's been playing with each other. We're just a brand of brothers, as we said. And that's really what's going to get us through in Ireland finally.
Well, Cork conceded 5 goals finally, rolling in the semi-final. Do you think there's goals there for the taking on Sunday?
I wouldn't read too much into that now, because that was a semi-final. It was a high attacking game. I see Cork's defence will be shaped up pretty well coming for us now. So I wouldn't really read much of that semi-final, you know, by Cork now.